This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. COVID-19 cases from the new variant are emerging outside of southern Africa, where it was first identified. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This variant is spreading around the world, with two cases so far identified here in the UK.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced new measures aimed at containing the spread of the Omicron variant. Many countries are imposing new restrictions on travel from southern Africa, including the US.
We were so slow to act on Delta, and the whole world paid such a high price for it.
Danny Altman is a professor of immunology at Imperial College London.
Let's try and be forewarned and do it properly this time. So I think it probably is warranted.
The good thing is that we have monitoring systems around the world to detect these variants very quickly.
The World Health Organization's Maria Van Kerkhove.
Already, scientists are sharing research with us, information with us, so that we can take action.
Open questions include the effectiveness of current vaccines against Omicron and whether it causes more severe disease. There's been no indication of that so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
News reports in Italy and Germany say that both countries have confirmed cases of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The Italian news agency La Presa says an Italian who traveled to Mozambique tested positive for the variant. The business traveler landed in Rome earlier this month and returned to his home near Naples. Five family members, including two school-age children, have also tested positive. All are isolating in the suburbs of Naples in good condition with light symptoms. The variant was found in a patient in a hospital in Milan as well. In Germany, two travelers tested positive for the Omicron variant. Israel, meanwhile, said it would ban the entry of all foreigners into the country and reintroduce counterterrorism phone tracking technology to contain the spread of the virus. This is VOA News. Skirmishes on Saturday erupted in Serbia between police and anti-government demonstrators who blocked roads and bridges in the Balkan country to protest against new laws they say favor the interests of foreign investors while devastating the environment. Hundreds of people appeared simultaneously in the capital Belgrade, the northern city of Novi Sad, and other locations to block main bridges and roads for 1 hour in what organizers described as a warning blockade. A number of environmental groups and civil society organizations are angry that authorities have lowered the referendum threshold and allowed for swift expropriation of private property if it's deemed in the public interest. Activists argue that that will pave the way for foreign companies to circumvent popular discontent over projects, such as a bid by the Rio Tinto company to launch a lithium mine in western Serbia. At least two people were killed and 18 injured in western Niger on Saturday when protesters clashed with a French military convoy they blocked after it crossed the border from Burkina Faso. The armored vehicles and logistics trucks had crossed the border Friday after being blocked in Burkina Faso for a week. French military spokesman Colonel Pascal Iani told Reuters news agency that French soldiers and Nigerian military police had fired warning shots to disperse protesters who were trying to pillage and seize the trucks, but said he could not confirm or deny the reported casualties. There have been huge demonstrations in Istanbul and Rome to call for urgent action against gender-based violence. In Istanbul, thousands of women gathered in the city's Kadıköy district and held up banners, chanted, and demanded urgent action against gender-based violence in Turkey. In July, Turkey withdrew from an international treaty to combat violence against women, known as the Istanbul Convention, a move strongly criticized by Western allies. Meanwhile, in Rome, thousands of protesters marched through the city to denounce what they consider an institutional policy hostile to women, LGBTQ people, and those most exposed to the economic, social, and health crisis. Last year's march was canceled because of the pandemic. In the South American Football Championship, the Copa Libertadores, Palmeiras won after beating Flamengo 2-1 in an all-Brazilian final that went to extra time Saturday. Palmeiras became the first team in 20 years to win back-to-back titles. The last ones to do it were the Boca Juniors. Reporting by